In New York today, Saturday, pro- and anti-Fidel Castro activists demonstrated across from the Cuban mission to the United Nations. At the same time, a coalition of Cuban-American artists and writers condemned Cuba's latest crackdown on dissidents. The Artists Coalition says the recent wave of repression against independent journalists and human rights activists in Cuba should convince even Mr. Castro's staunchest supporters of the oppressive nature of his government. In March, the Castro government sentenced 75 dissidents to lengthy prison terms and executed three men who allegedly attempted to hijack a ferry to sail to the United States. The Artists Coalition issued a statement asking governments to demand freedom for the imprisoned dissidents and to take steps to end the Castro government. Cuban-American actress Carmen Perez read the statement.
We also offer the governments, institutions, and peoples throughout the world distance themselves from this regime, denounce it as a pariah state, and work actively for its removal from power.
Around the corner from the news briefing, pro-Castro groups rallied in support of the Cuban government. Andrea Calmorgan says she marches because she supports the Cuban revolution.
I'm here because I think that there has been a slander campaign against Cuba, a disinformation campaign trying to... Cuba is on the list of terrorist countries, on George Bush's terrorist countries, when in fact there's not been a single brick or a person harmed in this country because of any single... There's never been an attack by Cuba on the United States.
A block away, the Cuban mission to the United Nations in Midtown Manhattan blared music onto the streets to drown out an anti-Cuban protest. Alma Herrera Rhodes says it happens whenever the anti-Cuban groups march.
I'm here because I believe that Cuba deserves freedom and justice and democracy, and I believe that it's time to end the 44-year dictatorship. It's time for the Cuban people to run through the streets of Cuba like the Iraqis did in jubilation and celebrating their freedom.
About 150 people marched in each rally. An anti-Castro rally was also scheduled outside of the office that represents Cuban interests in Washington. Cuba and the United States do not have normal diplomatic relations, nor do they exchange ambassadors. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.